Luke 23:32-34. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him. were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him along with criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And then they divided up his clothes by casting lots. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Wow, that's pretty deep. Father, forgive them. Now, the first thing I think of is forgiveness and how deep that goes and how difficult it is to forgive somebody. Truly forgive somebody. Now, this forgiveness can only come from the love of God. Now, who was Jesus? Jesus was God's love sent to earth. What did it say in John 3:16? For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that they may not perish and receive eternal life. Now that's profound. That's the kind of forgiveness that I battle with all the time. I think a lot of us battle with a lot of times. A lot of times we tend to think of forgiveness as something that we just say to another person and expect for everything to just be fine. It's not really how it works. Forgiveness requires a love that's far deeper and far meaningful than words. If we really want to think about love and what true love is, well, like I said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Now that Son was God's love incarnate. It's God's love poured out to us that continues to be poured out onto us. Now Jesus, he did not ask for forgiveness for himself. He had nothing to be forgiven for. The forgiveness he was asking for was for us all. Specifically in the Bible, it was for the soldiers who did not know what they were doing, but as we read the Bible, it's a message to us all. Jesus asked for forgiveness that can only come from love. And Jesus was not only brutally tortured and ridiculed, he wasn't only nailed on the cross, he was also rejected, he was spit on, he was mocked, you name it. But he did not ask for forgiveness for himself. He asked for forgiveness that derived from a love that can only give, a gift that forgiveness, a love that we're not very familiar with, and that we should be more familiar with. I myself would not have been so quick to ask for forgiveness. Let's say to an enemy who has harmed you, to somebody who has probably insulted you or embarrassed you. No, our instant response would be either vengeance or some sort of, or that we hold in some sort of anger or frustration that kind of becomes self-destructive. And I think that's what Jesus wants for us to avoid. He wants us to release whatever it is that we potentially love or want to hang on to, because Jesus was not of the world, as you guys all know that. And we, as Christians, are supposed to follow those footsteps. Jesus has set a path for us. Did not Jesus say to his disciples, to love each other as I have so loved you? Now, forgiveness is a product of love, and us, and we as Christians, are obligated to forgive as well. Now, in addition to love, or in addition to forgiveness, there's also sacrifice. Sacrifice of whatever it is that we're holding on to that's preventing us from giving forgiveness, that's preventing us from moving on and keeping us from doing God's will. I've seen this, surprisingly, in classes. I'm a substitute teacher, so I work with little kids. I love working with kids. It was particularly a third grade class I was working with, and it was a wonderful class. It wasn't a perfect class, but I think what made them so wonderful was the fact that they weren't perfect. You see, they had their problems, like any other class would. But one day they came back, after recess, they came back, and they were so eager to do something called a path to something. And I was trying to figure out what they were so eager to do. So when I went in the class, I brought in the students, and they got themselves situated in front of the class, you know, kind of saying, Mr. M, this is what we got to do, this is what we got to do. So I kind of let them do their thing. And then as they kept on doing what they were doing, they were standing up and they were talking to each other. And what I realized, that whatever was going on at recess, usually there's a bit of feuding, picking on each other, and friends not being friends, and so on and so forth. What I realized is that they were discussing their issues that they were having outside in recess. And they were forgiving each other. Now, they were forgiving each other. I see this more often among children than I do with adults. I think that's why Jesus Christ said, do not hinder them from coming, for the kingdom of heaven is for those like these. Now, when it comes to forgiveness, we need to be like those children, to be able to forgive and to be able to ask for forgiveness. That's it. Nothing.